Everything's running smoothly.
Oh, what up, what up, what up? My name's Hartzell Pete, across the line. It's your Casey Morning Show. Hey, hump day. What's going on, Pete?
Good morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. Your high today is going to get to be 83, and somehow your low is
one more time. 80. I need more. We're going to get to the 80s, man. Give me more.
83, and your low is 41. So you're on different ends of the spectrum in Kansas City today on Wednesday. Your real feel as you're just waking up is in the low to mid 60s. By 11 a.m. your real feels in the 70s. So that's the type of heat wave we got going on. Again, high for Wednesday, 83, low is 41. And then tomorrow, well, things chill down a little bit. High of 58, low of 30. So this is your hot day.
That's not bad, man. That's not bad at all.
As long as you're social distanced, go take a walk and take in some of this heat. Because I'm looking at the rest of the forecast for the foreseeable future. It won't be as hot as today. This is just an oddball. It'll be a little bit partly cloudy and windy on a beautiful Wednesday in Kansas City. We don't see rain anywhere on the forecast, maybe until Sunday. So it should be a decent week.
I just love it, Pete. I love it when you break us off with that real feel. Oh, it's just so nice. It's just so nice, my friend.
Yeah, speaking of real feel, we got to talk.
Oh, we got to talk. Uh-oh. Wait, come on, man. It's Wednesday. It's a hump day. Baby, we feeling nice. Why are you coming in so aggressive?
I've got two issues with this.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Air your grievances, Mr. Sweeney.
First of all, last week, you get on me for my Instagram. Uh-huh. I come every day during the Kansas City lockdown with four or five jokes for friends. It's organized. It's thought out each time. Yeah. Is it a little corny? A little bit. But that's kind of the point. I'm trying to just make people laugh during a period of what is somewhat of a downtrodden time. Uh-huh. Again, Instagram.com/PGSween. So you get on me for what's on my Instagram. Then you, on social media last night, chop your own head off so that you could show your chest, and you're doing a little peck dance. Uh-huh. And you post it not only on Instagram, you post this on every social media channel. I just need to know, what goes through someone's mind when they say posting this peck dance is a good idea, but I'm going to give this other guy crap about what he's doing?
Listen. Who hasn't practiced in front of a mirror trying to get them titties to bounce back and forth?
Everyone has looked in a mirror and flexed. Everybody's looked in front of a mirror and flexed.
Exactly. See, so why are you mad at me?
Let's put that on the internet. Nobody.
I am social distancing. I am quarantining. I'm trying to put on a party for myself because that's the only person that can entertain me is me. And I think I put on a pretty good show. So did I make peck one and peck two bounce up and down, do a little dance for you? Pecks to make
this
her
guy,
dance? I sure
this
did.
Guy,
I sure did.
He's,
and I'm proud
thinks
of
he's
him.
Lex Luger. He thinks he's Lex Luger.
I am. I'm the Luger Express. And I'm running wild. And these pecks
not,
are going to dance for you, baby. Free content.
I'm not here to say that I could pull off a peck dance. I can't right now. But I wouldn't try. And by the way, look, if you want to do the peck dance, that is where you utilize text messaging and maybe even like the Instagram DM feature where the thing goes away, like the Snapchat feature. That's for future.
My one regret is that I had a really good caption when I posted it on Twitter, because I posted the video and the caption that said over here, you know, throwing a party for myself. You know, I'm easily entertained. Now on Instagram, I just posted the video of just me and my boys bouncing back and forth. And I feel like that might have been, like you're saying, a little bit in your face. It's a lot to handle. And I think the Twitter caption was a little bit more inviting. So that's the only thing I maybe think I might have done wrong. Everything else is excellent. The glisten was great. The
on
boobies
Twitter,
were looking so
on Twitter,
good.
You
so
invited
good.
You invited commentary. Some guy had to say to you, sir, this is a Wendy's, which you deserved wholeheartedly. Second issue.
I invited commentary, he says.
I have been asking you for over a week now to watch this show on Netflix. They just came out with season 4, Money Heist, La Casa de Papel,
right,
in Spain, right?
Love it. Love it, love it, love it.
I'm texting you about it last night.
Uh-huh.
And you give me the text message, sorry, I tried to watch it.
I did.
I am an expert now on the Hartzell runaround. I don't need you to tell me that you actually tried to watch this show for X amount of minutes. You have not sat down to look at this.
Yes,
I know.
I've
been on the right side of the Hartzell runaround. I know it. I could smell it.
We are
partners now for nearly 6 months. It'll be 6 months next week. Happy anniversary to us.
I love you too.
Don't give me the Hartzell runaround. I don't need it.
I have no idea what you're talking about, sir.
You know exactly I'm talking about.
Accusations left and right, and I will stand for none of it. I saw bits and pieces of the show. I liked what I saw. I just couldn't get into it.
I need to go into the show one more time. And then I'm going to let it lie.
Let's not go too far into it.
There won't be another season until probably another year. So there's 4 seasons out. They just came out on April 3rd.
Oh, I'm familiar.
You don't know anything about it, so I'm going to tell you. So this was a widely popular show, its first season, only in Spain. It was locally syndicated.
Did you know it was only locally syndicated? I looked that up.
And then my agitation level right now. and so the ratings go down in Spain, right? On season 2.
Yeah, they did.
These folks who do a great job, if you watch it, these folks, they thought they were out of a job. So they drop it into the Netflix category. Mm-hmm. All of these actors who were just local Spain actors have never had something like this. Their Instagram followers go into the millions.
I mean,
we're talking about Bieber, we're talking about The Rock, into the millions. Now they have 2 more seasons, a 5th season to come. Money Heist is the name on Netflix, and La Casa de Papel. Get cultured. Maybe instead of watching Luke Skywalker for a 16th time, you watch something new.
Wow. Wow. Get cultured, he says. Get cultured. Okay. Sorry.
Beginning and the end of today's show, we'll have some Wednesday wisdom. Personal Wednesday wisdom for Hartzell, Wednesday wisdom for the people,
man,
coming up.
The Force is the definition of culture, man. It surrounds us. It binds the galaxy together. That is culture.
The only force that you're going to know is me forcing you to watch this show at some point.
Oh, wow. That was well done. Touché. Man, I loved it. Love the show. I'm going to really dive into it maybe soon. But I from what I saw, I enjoyed, and I thought the acting was great.
You did not watch a second of this thing. Stop trying to convince me.
I enjoyed the acting.
You did not watch 1 second.
The chemistry I thought was great.
Now that I've gotten that out of my system, I'm fine with it. I've come to peace. This was my come to peace.
The
moment.
Drama of it all was just, man. I
you haven't watched a second of it.
Barely contain myself.
You have no respect for me, and I've come to terms with it. That's fine.
That's the type
of relationship we have. I went on a run last night for the first time in what felt like 4 months, and I was a little winded, but it was good to be back out there. It's pretty surreal in like the Plaza Westport area now with nothing open. I have to tell you, it feels a little like the Twilight Zone, but it was good to get back in the mix. I'm going to try to get these legs ready for summer because to tease it a little bit, we got some good news finally coming, right, in the news?
Yeah, I think we got a little bit of, what's the light at the end of the tunnel, man? Well, at least, knock on wood. Let's knock on wood first. Let's not jump the gun, but I'm curious because you said, you know, everyone's... You know, again, knock on wood, staying home, social distancing, and you're going out and you're doing your 6 feet of separation, I hope.
Yeah.
Is that making you feel any better about your workouts? You're getting back and doing the jogging thing. Is it better that there's less people out there?
Well, part of the reason I went back for a run is because I've been largely in my house. I mean, we've been pushing through free agency on Arrowhead Pride, and I just got a little stir crazy. I just needed to get out there again.
I feel that.
And, yeah, I mean, it was good to see. It didn't look like at least in my area, and I, you know, you can't speak for all of Kansas City or all of Missouri, but it looked like everyone is really starting to heed the advice of, you know, the experts and the officials.
Yeah, imagine that. Imagine that when we do a thing that we're supposed to do, the outcome is generally positive. Imagine that. But no, I feel you, man. I was also so stir crazy yesterday. I drove like an hour. I went up like past Liberty. I'm trying to set up like a home gym because I'm basically coming to grips that we're gonna be bunkered in for a lot longer. And so I've been going to all the Walmarts trying to find some dumbbells, you know, just some free weights. And I don't know if this was like a concerted effort, but there are no dumbbells in the Kansas City metropolitan area. Like somebody went up and bought every single one. So I was up in Parkville and I went past Liberty. I was up past the airport. I'm just trying to find some dumbbells. Spoiler, there are none anywhere, but it was nice just to drive around. I think I drove for like an hour and a half just trying to find some free weights. And as much as I got nothing out of it, I will say it was nice just to get out of the house. And I was in the car for most of the time, and right. I have a mask, so I was wearing that. And, you know, I'm washing my hands. I got my hand sanitizer in the car. So I think I'm doing it okay. If I'm not, feel free to throw your stones my way. But I'm with you, man. I think I just had to get out of the house yesterday.
And it's a good change of pace. There are different initiatives around the city. Like, I do a lot of work on 41 Action News, especially during the Chiefs season, and they have this Takeout Tuesday thing.
Yeah, I saw that. KSHB stories or something they do.
Yeah, we see you, KSHB. It's a hashtag where you can, like, make them aware of things that are happening in on the community on Twitter. I don't think I'm stepping on your toes here, but I thought something that was cool, and I think maybe KSHB helped with, was getting the Jay Rieger initiative known nationally, and they got onto some good news with Jim Halpert. It's just a weekly roundup of good news.
So
during,
Jay Rieger,
you know,
made it. They made the cut.
Yeah, they got
nice.
Onto the radar, and yeah, that would be nice. Or do something that I ask you. That would be great.
It always comes that. Back to you, doesn't it? It always seems to come
back
to me.
It's about you. Me. It come on. That's what we're doing here.
Can I make up for it?
It's appeasement, or if you want to call it appeasement. I mean, that could be personalized.
I was going to try. No, you know what? No, I was going to try to apologize and make up for it. I take all of it back because of that. So here's what I want you to do. On that god-awful note, I want you to take me to the news.
So I have to do something for you now. The
oh
news.
My
We're doing
God.
About to do
Just
the news.
Say the word.
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Oh, man. Man, you are in rare form on a Wednesday edition of your KC Morning Show. Peter, give me a letter. Do I even want to know what this letter is going to be?
L.
Peter L. Sween. The L stands for the likable Peter L. Sween. He used to be, but right now he's pissing me off.
Oh, what's that about?
Let's see. The Peter L. Sween. The L right now stands for ludicrous. Not to be confused with Luda. I'm sure an inspiration for when you do your Freestyle Fridays every Friday when you freestyle this news.
What did Ludacris say when he ran out of toilet paper during the coronavirus? Roll out. jokes at noon.
God. There you go,
Instagram.
Right.
Instagram.com.
There you go.
You're
Your jokes at noon teaser trailer at PG Sween for your jokes at noon.
That's right.
Gross. Gross.
Garosa?
I'm playing you off right now. My name's Hartzell Pete. Across the phone line, this is your KC Morning Show. We're going to do the news. Let's do the news. Let's do the news. All right, Pete, you teased it a little bit earlier. But yeah, man, maybe, and again, knock on wood, fingers crossed, maybe we're about to get some good news. Man, we need some good news.
While there are still major challenges ahead, the director of the CDC is actually now saying the U.S. death toll could be much lower than the 200,000 that he originally predicted.
With about 97% of the country now under stay-at-home orders, new evidence it may be working.
The numbers are going to be much lower than would have been predicted by the models.
Though officials caution, this is no time to ease up.
So if we just social distance, this is the quote from Robert Redfield, the director of the Centers for Disease Control, that's the CDC. He said, if we just social distance, we will see the virus and this outbreak basically decline. Decline, decline. He said that three times in a row. He wants to really bring that home. And I think that what you're seeing, he said, is a result of that. I think you're going to see the numbers are, in fact, going to be much less than what would have been predicted by those earlier models. I hope that's the case. Man, I hope that is true. I saw something like 85,000 folks, and those are deaths. So any number higher than one is too many. But it sure as hell is better than 100,000 and 240,000, that's for sure. So we can only hope that these numbers are right and that we keep doing that distance thing. Let's keep doing that, huh?
Yeah, that's the best soundbite I think we've played in like 3 or 4 weeks. For once, there's an iota of this that is not getting worse. It actually sounds like better news. So good to hear that for sure.
You made fun of Star Wars about my culture. You know, listen, what does everything need? Hope. A new hope.
Lord. Yeah, that's great.
All right, well, this is not so much of a good news. In fact, okay, if that first story, oh, man, life of Star Wars. If that first story was A New Hope, then this one is The Empire Strikes Back, because this news was a big old bummer, especially as a black man. Black folks, we are getting our ass kicked.
When you look at being black in America, number one, people, unfortunately, are more likely to be of low socioeconomic status, which makes it harder to social distance. Number two, we know that blacks are more likely to have diabetes, heart disease, lung disease, and I and many black Americans are at higher risk for COVID. It's why we need everyone to do their part.
Just these side-by-sides. Illinois, African Americans make up 15% of the population. They are 42% of the state's coronavirus deaths. In Louisiana, African Americans make up about a third of the population. 7 in 10. 7 in 10 of the deaths in Louisiana.
The Louisiana governor, his name is John Bel Edwards, he said that the disparity is, and I quote, disturbing. Obviously, this is a big disparity, and we're going to try to figure out what it is that is attributable to that and what we can do as quickly as possible. I was listening to the president yesterday in the press conference, and he was saying how, you know, these numbers with black folks is crazy. I just don't understand it. Well, we got to get to the issue. You got to ask the question why. And I'm like, Oh, Donnie, how much time you got, man? How much time you got? Because I can tell you why. I mean, the year was, when did we cross the boat? 1490-something? I mean, systematic racism, economic inequality, lack of access to health care. I mean, there's a whole slew of reasons why. And when you've got things like a pandemic, all these issues kind of come to the forefront. The disparity is crazy. So be safe, be healthy, and take care of each other.
Yeah, that's you're right. I mean, that's the best thing that you could say. I mean, I don't know what the solution is. That's what's the most troubling part of this story right here.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep, absolutely.
I can't think of, I don't know what you do. I don't know what you do.
You stay safe, and like I said, we help each other. And we have Heart to Heart International. You know, they're out of Lenexa. They are going to be helping some folks headed to the hot spots. Our friends with Heart to Heart, they're headed to New York, man.
Heart to Heart International is widely known for their work in moments of crisis. The mission for these volunteers is to help staff hospitals if there is a strain on resources when the amount of COVID-19 cases are expected to peak in a few weeks in our region.
And I felt this was going to be a real crisis, and it indeed has been, because Americans travel all the time all over the world, and visitors come here, and we didn't do what we could have done.
So the first of 12 medical teams are going to be headed to New York this morning. So Wednesday morning, Janice Ballard of Heart in the Heartland, another group that's helping out. Janice said, if there was ever a time that we needed to band together across multiple sectors, that time is now. Janice, you are right, my friend. So props and thank you, and be safe and good luck, and go spread that Midwestern hospitality, that Casey charm.
You got to like what these groups are doing, because you send a team there. Look, you said what? The first of 10 teams is heading to New York. The chance of one of these folks getting COVID is you the way that it's kind of gone, it's close to 100%. At least one gets it. So kudos to these people that are just going into the belly of the beast and willing to do it. I mean, I've seen on the news how this has drawn comparisons to 9/11. In a sense, like, this is the firemen going back into the building.
Oh,
so,
absolutely, man. Absolutely. And to know the risk and just say, F it. I got to be there. I got to do this. How incredible is that?
Yeah, good. Good to see. More courage than you and I, for sure.
Absolutely.
And you know, that I think is part of the reason that these folks get into that business, and good on so many of them to step up in a big time in need.
And if you know anyone doing that, or you know any organizations, or you have any links, send that our way. Tag us in that and let us share it and retweet it and repost and all that stuff, because, you know, that's the good stuff we want to talk about. Ride KC. I was on their website this morning. They have a positive case of COVID-19. So if you were riding on the bus, and we'll play this audio now, you might want to make sure that you are good to go.
Ride KC says one of its bus drivers has tested positive for COVID-19, and now it's warning all of its passengers. That bus operator drove the 104 bus on Wednesday, April 1st from 12:30 to 8 p.m. That bus goes through the Argentine neighborhood in KCK. Ride KC now recommending anyone who rode that bus monitor themselves for symptoms and even contact their doctor.
Let me make sure I got all this info right. Just in case you were on that bus, this was a tweet Tuesday night from Ride KC confirmed the case that operating Route 104 on Argentine. So if you're anywhere on Route 104, April 1st from 12:30 to 8, they're saying you might want to just check in and make sure you're good to go. They confirmed the positive test for COVID-19. It is recommended that anyone who rode 104 on Wednesday monitor themselves for possible symptoms and contact their healthcare providers. So one more time, that was the 104 bus on April 1st. And if you're there anytime, if you're just on the bus on the 104, go get checked out. But for specific times, they're saying 12:30 to 8. So there you go. Bus 104 going to Argentine. Another event we're going to bring up just because it's one of the biggest ones in Kansas City every single year. So we wanted to make sure that you were aware that Jazzu, unfortunately, hold on. Let me take this back. I came in too somber. This is a fine story. Jazzu is not canceled. Jazzu is just postponed. So we're good to go.
The zoo officially closed to the public back on March 18th. Jazzu was scheduled for June 5th. It's their largest fundraiser of the year. They considered canceling it, but say it's something they can't really afford to do at this point and something they hope they won't have to.
A majority of the funds go just to feed the animals. It nets about to feed the animals about $600,000, and that's my annual food budget.
He says the hardest part was actually finding a new date to move it to.
So many great events in town, just finding that open date was really difficult.
The date is now August 28th.
August 28th. Pete, you want to take me? You need a date? Because I'm available.
I do love me some Jazzu. Good to hear that it isn't getting canceled. Sometimes it's cold and sometimes it's been hot. I imagine on August 28th this will be the hottest Jazzu ever. But I'll take a hotter Jazzu than no Jazzu.
I kind of like the idea of it being hot and sweaty and us being at the zoo and getting liquored up and walking around and doing shots with the penguins. Like, that to me seems like conditions are ideal.
This is one of my favorite Kansas City events. They basically shut down the zoo and have all the restaurants come in, and it's basically this huge fundraiser. And as you heard, I mean, they make enough money to feed all the animals. I mean, Carol Baskin would be licking her lips at this type of event. So good on the zoo to try to figure out how to make it work. And I like that things are starting to get rescheduled, as you alluded to, instead of canceled. You hope that that's the right call. I am trusting the experts. But again, that's what you want to see, because for so long it has seemed like this was never going to end.
Right. You just want to make sure it's done the right way. Like, I love the idea of saying, let's not cancel, let's postpone if you can. There's a lot of groups and a lot of events that just don't have the luxury of being able to postpone. But if you can, and even maybe just leave it up to a question mark kind of date, because you don't want to be, you know, too presumptuous or anything. if you can do it, then that's the best case scenario. And I'm happy that Jazzu was able to to pull it off, because I'm a very pretty date. Again, August 28th.
Right.
I got time to look pretty.
I know you're dropping a lot of hints, and just as you love to see a postpone, after breakfast I'll have a scone, and sometimes I'll call that a postscone. So I do enjoy that as well.
Man, you can't wait just a few more hours. Jokes at Noon is only hours away. You can't wait.
You ever have a postscone? Man, you had just eggs. You need a little sweet. You want to get that sweet tooth. You have a postscone.
Doctors are warning that in the age of corona, we're hurting ourselves. We're trying to find ways to preoccupy our time. We understand that. Maybe some of those projects that you had laying around the house or in the garage, or you wanted to fix the car, maybe that time is now to knock off some of those last-minute things on your to-do list. Well, doctors are warning to take it easy, because they're seeing a spike in injuries, the DIY-related power tool injuries.
Can we turn our beds into bunk beds? Here's the thing, it'll give us so much extra space in our room to do activities.
Did your son know anything about carpentry?
No, not a. Did I hear a drill?
Dale!
Power tools.
Dale, no power tools!
Oh, what?
No power tools!
You know what? I forgot
how
to brush my teeth!
That is not your toothbrush!
I feel, I'm looking at we have a stepbrother's family photo right here in the studio, and I'm missing you, Pete. It's just not the same without you. Why don't we put our faces on that picture? We need to do that. We need to Photoshop that.
I am more than down to do that when everything gets back to normal, of course. But yes, I do miss the studio. I miss seeing that face of yours, and of course our stepbrother's picture.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, back to the story though. DIY injuries are on a surge. This was told to the Telegraph in the UK. With so many people at home, plastic surgeons are particularly worried about the potential for an increase in traumatic injuries from activities such as DIY gardening, cooking, and hot water related injuries. If anyone can take extra care, it would be hugely appreciated. That coming from some plastic surgeons in the UK. Have you done anything? I know you're getting ready to move, so I guess you really were going to do all your activities are going to be having taking place after you move. Do you have anything you're going to be setting up?
Yeah, these cardboard boxes all over my house to just throw everything I own in them at this point. Yeah, no, there's nothing I'm setting up in my place right now. It's more of a breakdown situation, as you said. Can't say that once I get into the new place in mid-April that I won't be maybe building some stuff, but not right now. I'm all safe.
Hey, be careful, baby. Be careful. You know, I moisturize for a living, so that's too much manual labor for anything that I'm interested in. But you be careful, all right? Be careful. Another guy with some time on his hands, courtesy of the quarantine, this man has claimed to have cracked the code.
Yeah, to get to Kentucky Fried Code.
I'm Colonel Harold Sanders, and I'd like to tell you a little bit about my Kentucky Fried Chicken, in which we have the 11 different spices and herbs for flavor. It's the only way that you're going to get chicken that is finger-licking good.
Kentucky Fried Chicken. If you want Kentucky Fried Chicken, you have to visit me.
Oh, that's a creepy song. That is a creepy song.
I don't know how I feel about that. I love going back to these old jingles and seeing what still has legs and what is just super weird and like kind of creepy. I'm going to chalk that one up to creepy.
There just was, it feels like a more direct message to selling in the older days, where it was, you better come here if you want this, you know. So the line right there is, if you want Kentucky Fried Chicken, you have to visit me.
How bad do you
Creepy.
Want it? How bad do you want
Creepy.
It? How bad?
It reminds me of, like, the guy in the white van.
Yeah. How dare you compare Colonel Sanders to some random creepy-ass dude in a white van? How dare you,
yeah,
sir?
I'm just saying.
Although he did have a white outfit. He had the white suit, so you're not far off.
Yeah, to match the van.
Oh, no. Oh, God. The wheels are turning. I just put that together. Oh, no. Pete, you just ruined my childhood, man.
Well, there you go. Make sure you stick to Boston Market here on out.
The fried chicken fan, his name is Dan. He spent nearly a year and a half working on the different recipes and variations of the herbs and spices before he says he nailed it. He went on Twitter. He's got all of it posted. He says that it's the right thing. I have not seen an official comment from KFC or Colonel Sanders, but we will see. I got to try it. I guess I'm not going to cook it, but I'm just gonna go to KFC. That's fine.
Our heart goes out to KFD, Kentucky Fried Dan.
All right, let's wrap it up with I got a couple here. Okay, I got you got 1, 2, or 3. Those are your three numbers to choose from, Pete. Choose a number, and that's the story we're gonna go with.
3.
All right. 9 minutes to happiness. Let's go ahead and throw on some Pharrell in the background, huh?
How about this?
Oh, no. A study out of the British Academy of Sound Therapy found that it takes how much time for you to stop being sad? How much time for you to stop being sad, Pete? Don't look at the don't look at it. Don't
13 minutes.
God damn it, Pete! Don't look ahead. All right, fine. Takes 13 minutes for you to stop being sad. And according to the British Academy of Sound Therapy, did you look at the next one too?
No.
Did you look at it?
No.
If you're curious how much time it takes for you to be happy, so it takes you 13 minutes to not be sad, according to this therapy group. How much time for you to be happy? The answer is, care to make a guess?
I'd say between 8 and 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, the answer is 9. 9 minutes, but you just saw the answer. I hate you so much. 90.15%, so 90.15% say they use music to help relax. 81.8% say they use it to make them happy, which I guess only takes you 9 minutes. 46.5.
Median of 8 and 10.
What was that?
That's the median of 8 and 10, so that's interesting. Okay.
Big stat guy over here. Do you want to do a list of Hartzell? I can give you one. 46.5% of people use it to process or release sadness. 32% of folks use music to aid their concentration. So 13 minutes not to feel so sad, and then 9 minutes for you to feel actually happy. 9 minutes to happiness. Doesn't usually take me that long, but good for them.
They do say music makes the people come together, yeah. So no doubt about it.
What's your go-to track? You got a song that you go to whenever you're feeling low, you want to just get happy. What do you go with?
Lovely Day.
Lovely Day, a little Bill Withers, huh?
If you listen to the last show, that would be the song you tune into. But no, how about I've Got Sunshine on a Shiny Day?
On a cloudy day, you clown.
Oh, when it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Oh, I guess Sween says, what can make me feel this way? My Pete.
My girl.
My Pete.
Oh, wow. Oh, my Hartzell. Oh. That's what I meant.
Oh,
who
man.
Needs women when you have Hartzell?
Apparently, that's what most women are not saying during Corona, so this is interesting. Can you put that on a billboard?
I
got to
imagine dating during coronavirus season. That must not be a fun process.
It's tough. It's tough. It's tough. That's all. You know what? Never mind. I'm going to... Because I'm a public servant, and I should be practicing social distance. So I'm going to stop everything I'm about to say and say that, yes, Pete, it is tough. It is tough to date in quarantine.
That's Hartzell and the H's for holding it back.
This is your KC Morning Show.
The KC Morning Show.
Pete! How are you, sir? Happy Wednesday. My name is Hartzell. This your KC Morning Show. Happy Hump Day, baby. So I think we may have been. Oops. I hate when that happens. I think we may have been a little bit late to this, which, you know, that's what happens. It is what it is. We do the best we can, but we don't ever claim to be on time when it comes to like viral trends or stuff like that. But they had this personality quiz that came out. Everybody was taking it. Like, what TV movie character are you? So you go on this website. It's like a big study type website. It's pretty legit. I've taken a few different personality quizzes on this thing. It is called the Open Source Psychometric. That's better. Open Source Psychometrics Project. Say that 10 times fast. My goodness. Okay, so we took this test together. And it was making the rounds on Twitter last week. We're late to it, but here we are. No time like the present. Did you do it?
Oh, no doubt about it.
Because I'm curious. I'm very curious to see what kind of character, what kind of TV show character is PG Sween? The C stands for character. So why don't you give me your top five? So basically, just to set the stage, they ask you these, you know, psychological questions on a scale of 0 to 100, do you feel like you're more this or are you more that? Do you prefer this or you prefer that?
I did this test and I'm not sure it fits me, but I'm going to read it anyway.
You better.
My number one is John Hammond of Jurassic Park.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
Interesting.
Tyrion Lannister of Game of Thrones.
How do you know this?
That's what I do. I drink and I know things.
Robert Ford of Westworld. Tony Stark of Marvel. Colin Koo of Crazy Rich Asians. And then I'll give you my number six because I love it. Jim Halpert of The Office.
So what I've gathered here is that you are a bit of an asshole.
I guess. I didn't think I was. Honestly, when I've watched a good amount of television shows, and we've talked about this before here on the show, I think. I've always related most to the guy on New Girl that dates Jess eventually.
Nick Miller.
To me, like, yeah, that type of character.
Nah, you're giving yourself too much credit.
I don't know. Is Nick the guy who fell out of law school and makes quirky jokes around the house? Is that giving myself too much credit?
He just does it a little bit cooler than you, though. I mean, I'm not.
We
here
both
to
wear
judge.
Plaid.
I'm not here to judge.
We both wear plaid. We're both relaxed individuals.
I could have seen that. So that was your top six. Okay.
Yeah, but what? Okay. Why John Hammond? You think? He was the owner of Jurassic Park, right?
Yeah, I guess maybe. Are you more of a like a cerebral kind of guy? Like you've got you somebody who has big plans. You are personable because you got to be able to do those things. Kind of calculated, kind of cold, kind of a douche, but kind of funny.
That's why, you know, my next one was even number seven was Lucius Fox of The Dark Knight. So it doesn't.
Okay,
I don't necessarily
okay,
need to.
Okay.
I don't need to be a jerk. It just it seems like, I don't know, thoughtful, I'm going to say. And all these guys are handsome, so let's just go with that.
Hey, there you go. Small victories. And you got compared to Morgan Freeman. That's a win, my friend. That's a big win.
Right. We've had Morgan Freeman on a sweep or two here.
Oh, we may have to do that again.
Who were your characters on this test?
I'm not going to lie to you. I was pretty pleased with what I got. So my 85% match. Oh, yeah. What was so the number one? What was the percentage?
The one that I just read was 81%.
81%. Okay.
74.
Okay. 81% for you. My top match at 85%, and I don't think it gets any better than this. At 85%, Pete, I got matched with Simba.
Thus far, rather an inspiring feat.
Oh, I just can't wait to be.
If you think.
Yes. Everything the light touches is my GD kingdom, baby. Let's go. 85% with Simba from The Lion King. I got 84% with Jake Sisko from Star Trek Deep Space Nine. I'll be honest, I didn't watch Deep Space Nine. At number three, we have one that we both got. I'm shocked this was as high as what it was. I don't know how much I like it, to be totally honest with you. Jim Halpert from The Office at 83%. At number four, 83%. This was so. I'm so happy for this. Han Solo, which was just a huge win in my book, and at number five, Jules from Superbad. So that was Emma Stone's character, also dope. And number six, I'll go ahead and give you my number six since you gave me yours. Dr. Derek Shepherd, Grey's Anatomy. It's a beautiful day to save. Wow. It's a beautiful day to save lives. I think I did pretty well. I think, if anything, I'm a hero. In any movie, I'm the good guy. I'm so proud of this. I love me some me right now. I nailed it.
What did the animal say to Simba to move faster? Mufasa.
How did you find a way? How did you do that? How did you make that work?
It's just a circle of life, my friend.
Do you have sports?
I have it.
All right. I'm about to have you take me to sports. My name's Hart, so this is your KC Morning Show.
The KC Morning Show.
Peter T. Sween. The T stands for Take Me to Sports.
All right, Hartzell, welcome into sports. The sports world is still at a hold, but the NFL is continuing to push along with the NFL draft set to take place later this month. It will be a fully virtual draft, so no green room where the players are waiting, no stage. It's going to be fully online. There'll be a broadcast. There'll be analysis. But the coaches and the GMs and so on and so forth, they'll be doing a fully virtual draft. Here's ESPN's Adam Schefter.
I know there are teams that are worried about technological challenges. And yesterday there was a GM that said to me, hey, there may be an IT guy who's worried about coming into my house to get it outfitted because IT guys now become the most valuable guys in the organization for the next 2 weeks. And the IT guys may be worried about going into a head coach's home or a GM's home. So there's concerns there. And there's also the concern I had last week. One GM said to me that his internet went out at home. Can you imagine if a team was on the clock and the internet went out and he couldn't turn in his pick? There are a lot of scenarios to think about that we're just beginning to see here, but we know it's going to be unlike any other draft that we've ever seen.
Yeah, so this is awesome. The real GMs are essentially going to be doing what you and I do on Yahoo and ESPN in drafting real people online.
Welcome to the struggle. Welcome.
One head coach, Jim Harbaugh, was worried about, or I should say John, big difference, was worried about teams tapping into his Zoom yesterday. I saw an interview with that. But yeah, Roger Goodell has notified all 32 teams that the draft will take place using phone and internet. They don't want them together, so they'll all be separate. It's crazy. They'll be in separate locations. This was the quote from Goodell. Because of these circumstances, clubs have been advised to prepare to conduct the 2020 draft entirely out of their facilities with club personnel in separate locations and able to communicate with one another and draft headquarters by phone or internet. So the Zoom that you're doing with your buddies for happy hour is how real live people will pick these players to go to different cities that'll determine the next 5 to 10 years of their life. So there you go.
Man.
Wild. MLB and NBA updates. From ESPN, Major League Baseball and its players are increasingly focused on a plan that could allow them to start the season as early as May. So we could be a month away from baseball. It has the support of a high-ranking public health official who believes the league could safely operate amid the COVID pandemic. Here's Jeff Passan.
Players in the league need to come to an agreement on exactly how the finances are going to work and exactly how they're going to ensure the health and who's going to be inside that. If they get to the point where they are ready to go inside the biosphere, here's what's going to happen. There's going to be a two-week period, and this could be a two-week period that is used as the new spring training, where players, coaches, managers, everybody inside of there are getting tested.
Man, no shot. No shot. This thing ain't happening in May.
The way they're doing it, and it's and that's what makes it intriguing, is instead of having the players be at their respective facilities like games in Kansas City, they're going to move everybody to Arizona. And that's where spring training is run. So there are 10 separate fields, no fans. They're going as far as to say players won't be in the dugouts. They'll be sitting in the stands 6 feet apart to try to get this done. So really interesting. Mike Matheny, the Royals general manager, I should say the Royals manager, said to his players, have your mind ready and have your body as close to being ready as what we can do while still playing along and following the rules and really safe, not just for ourselves, but for others. So taking a safety precaution, but having his guys ready. Then the NBA, Woj from ESPN said September 7th is the NBA's last possible playing date in mind. They want to see a champion crowned by then. What's wild about where the NBA is going is if it goes that late, you got another month or so, and then you're back in the regular season.
Right.
And so what's more important here? Is it starting the new season or crowning a champion for this season? It's just territory that, man, we never thought we'd see ever. And it's crazy to see how these leagues are trying to do and accomplish getting them back to playing. We see the UFC, this from the New York Times. UFC 249, despite coronavirus, is set for tribal land in California to skirt around these laws. The UFC wants to hold a pay-per-view event in the tribal land. As most sporting events have gone to a halt worldwide, Dana White, the UFC president, has insisted he can safely hold MMA events. And this is what he said. This place where this fight is going to be on April 18th, I have locked up for 2 months. So I'm going to continue to pump fights out, he told ESPN, and he wouldn't even tell people where so he doesn't get stopped from doing this. I have a conspiracy theory with all this news. Did Donald Trump on the phone the other day just tell all these commissioners, make it happen?
Yes.
Because we
need,
can you America
not tell what
sports?
This was? Can you not tell? Like, all this stuff, we're talking in circles, man. None of this is going to happen. We are not going to get any of this back up and going anytime soon.
The common theme here is that everyone was on that call over the weekend. And it just feels like to me, and again, this is just a Pete Sweeney theory, not really based on fact, but it feels like Trump said to all these commissioners, hey, America needs sports. Find a way. Mm-hmm. Find a way to make it
seems
happen.
Like it, doesn't it?
And you're seeing, again, potentially next month, all of these MLB teams flocking to Arizona. No fans at the games. They just want to get, you know, stuff back on TV. You're seeing NBA. I think I've mentioned it on this show, where NBA teams may be considering going on a cruise ship to play the playoffs. NHL has been tapped back into, and they're trying to figure out how to make this work. We'll see. I don't know. I bet you there's a league that figures this out, especially if it's one like a golf or a tennis, where maybe you don't necessarily need to be that close and you're not having as big a risk. But wild time.
God, how much fun would that be, though? Can we just? I will buy those tickets to that cruise. Like, just a NBA cruise of nothing but just.
Well, that's the point. Is that you can't buy tickets.
I get that, but like, if I could find a way, if we get all this settled and they can find a way to make that gimmick work, I will buy all the tickets.
I understand that. You can't buy any tickets.
I'm just saying,
though,
this is how we adjust to the new normal. This could be our new normal, could be doing just, you know, NBA
the
games.
The playoff cruise?
The playoff cruise, man. Come on. That sells itself.
Yeah. I. You know what? You don't make a bad point.
It's got legs. It's got legs.
Might be a nice vacation. I have some events for you.
Now, as you were doing all that, I was trying to think of a song to play. And I think I'm going to go, as you got a few events, how about we do... Because we're also going to go to some Wednesday Wisdom, too.
Yeah.
You want some Wilson Phillips real quick? A little hold on?
Sure.
A little hold on?
Or I'll take some Philson Willips if you got
him,
too, if you want.
No. Continue on, my friend.
All right. So first event I want to talk about today, it's called Pie It Forward. It's being put on by Chicken Pickle. I'll explain it to you. Help us pie it forward for the frontline heroes at North Kansas City Hospital this weekend. For every pot pie purchased, you got to pick it up to go. Our goal is to feed 700 heroes, and we need your help. So they'll buy, I believe, a pot pie for everyone you buy. And you can get it, 816-537-1400, or by ordering online, ordercnp.com. So a nice initiative by Chicken and Pickle. And there's no pickleball right now, so why not support them as well? Tomorrow, Thursday, 7 p.m., evening with Derek Pierre. Number of musician friends, he says, is affected by COVID. So he'll be doing... a little bit of a music event online, Facebook Live session, Derek Pierre, an evening. Arts KC Listens. That is tomorrow at 2 p.m. We'll be having a go-to-meet for artists in the Kansas City area. Arts KC staff member Heather Beffa will host. Calls are for artists to share experiences, collaborate, and learn from each other. They'll have guest speakers and so on and so forth. So I think that's a really cool initiative, as people really can't meet in person. And again, there are a ton of virtual events, so just be checking in. I noticed if you are of Catholic religion, there's a lot of restaurants around the area that are doing Easter events where you can pick up brunches to go and whatnot. And so it's not just reserved for Takeout Tuesday. If you want to continue to help some of these local establishments that we're going to want to be up and running by the time this coronavirus ends, that might be a nice way to really tap into what the community offers, pick up to go, and stay safe.
Is that this
and
weekend? Again, is Easter this Sunday?
Yeah, it feels like everything's been canceled,
man.
But these calendared events that are locked in are still happening, whether or not we are able to celebrate them in full fashion. So
I was told that Easter Bunny was essential now, so just so that's out there. It has been confirmed.
Well, yeah, that's why they've been calling him the Essential Bunny since last week.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, which is always good to see. I'm happy about that.
Oh, you love to see it. I just love seeing you hate seeing somebody lose their job, you know, and that accounts for the Easter Bunny as well.
That's right. Yeah, the Essential Bunny will be doing essential egg hunts. I'm sure of this. Don't touch your neighbor, though. Okay, let's get into some.
No, hold on. Before we do that,
what?
Okay. We're going to transition to a different song, but I need your advice on this one.
You're always giving me these blue balls.
I want to hear this part of the song, too.
Wednesday Wisdom.
All right. Do you want to go with Desiree, You Gotta Be, so think Karate Kid 3, or do you want to go with Sixpence None the Richer, Kiss Me?
Oh, give me that.
Are we on the same page on this one? All right.
Yeah, Sixpence.
Kiss Me it is. All right, take me to some virtual events, Peter.
No, not virtual events. It's Wednesday Wisdom.
Oh, we just did the event. Sorry, I was really trying to find find the song.
We're losing them. So we got to apologize to my KC Morning Hoes because we're losing them.
I apologize.
We are all in the gutter, but some of us are looking at the stars. That's Oscar Wilde.
Oh, wow. Out of the
bearded barley. Be who you are and say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind. Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Effin Seuss.
Accept no one's definition of your life. Define yourself. Harvey Firestein. Big difference. So don't mix it up. No one can make you feel inferior without your consent. And that's my girl, E. Rose. Eleanor Roosevelt.
Oh, E. Rose. So
kiss me. If you set your goals ridiculously high and it's a failure, you will fail above everyone else's success. That's James Cameron.
Or just don't set high goals. That's what we do on this show. We just don't do it.
One day, your life will flash before your eyes. Make sure it's worth watching, Hartzell. It says Hartzell here. That was from Gerard Way. Wow.
Oh, wow.
It's not about how hard you can hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. That's Rocky Balboa.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Never regret a day in your life. Good days give you happiness, and bad days give you experience. And that is from a good friend of the show, Unknown.
Man, Unknown just breaking off with so much wisdom.
Oh, here's another one from our good pal, Unknown. Everything that you're going through is preparing you for what you've asked for.
Wow, I don't even know where to begin with that one. My mind is blown.
Let's end with a Missourian or a Kansan. I forget which one they're from. Walt Disney. He's from one of the two.
It's Missouri side. Kansas City side. Missouri side.
The way to get started is to quit talking and to begin doing. And that is Walt Disney. I mean, he has made characters from Mickey Mouse to the Beast. So his mind is a big range. And so you can do the same. That last one is from Ya Boy. Pete Sweeney. So kiss me.
Holla at Shaboy Pete Sweeney with the Wednesday Wisdom. I feel so ready to go. I'm going to take on the rest of my day. I'm going to do it.
That's right.
Confidently.
Now that you've gotten through the KC Morning Show, you're ready to slide down that hump with me. And so I appreciate that.
I like that.
We got a really good Jokes at Noon coming this afternoon for you, Hartzell. So make sure you're tuned in.
Do you want to tease, or you want to just what do you want me to do? Come on, what do you want me to do right now? You want me to give you time to say it? Go ahead.
PG Sween everywhere, including Instagram, where you'll find my new show, Jokes at Noon, every weekday at noon.
It's a show now. It's a full on show.
KC Morning Show for our program everywhere except for Instagram, and you can find us at the KC Morning Show. We've been stuck on 399. For I think a week now, so we would like you to tell a friend and get us to 400.
Yeah,
right, that'd be nice.
Real nice. And also, while you're doing things and you're helping us out, if you want to give us a rating or a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast, that really helps. We have seen a huge jump because of you doing that. So first off, thank you, Kansas City. We love you, and if you can, we would appreciate it.
We had a gentleman or a lady I saw on iTunes. Not thrilled about the news segment, so they gave us a 4. Went back and checked.
Wait, what? Hold on. Now I'm getting defensive. Don't kill the messenger. I am a voice of the voiceless. In fact, I'm not even that. I'm the voice that just copies the voice from the news people who are the actual voice of the voiceless. I am simply an in-between. How? Don't get mad at me. This is why I can't watch those things. This is why I have to have you do it. That's why I can't do social media. I can't.
Knowing you, Hartzell, the complaint that I saw listed, it's not going to be addressed because this nice gentleman or lady wanted some more Fox News in the news.
Oh, get out of here. That's what we got the four. They didn't think we had enough Fox News.
You'll be happy to know that it's been up to a 5. We are now still at a perfect 5 across the board. But yes, we can use your rating or review. We would certainly appreciate
that. I'm
going to
need your help because I'm not going to throw in more Fox News. I'm not going to do that.
Well, that I knew.
I thought we were doing pretty good. I think, honestly, that we have a nice blend. I try not to do too many soapboxes. My bleeding heart, I put Band-Aids on it before I come into the show, so I feel like I'm not too much on that end.
Yeah, I mean, and you're tuned into the news. We know you're not watching Money Heist, so you're tuned into everything that's happening for sure.
Well, in spite of all that, I still appreciate you, and we love you. So give us those likes, give us those ratings, give us those reviews. Be honest or not, just be nice. Tell us we're pretty, and maybe we can even do like a giveaway or something in the next couple shows. We got a bunch of mugs. We still just sitting here, so maybe we can do something.
My final message to you today is, I mean, if you need a boost or some kind of oomph in your Wednesday, Hartzell's Nipples are on Twitter. So I would just seek them out.
Do you have anything else before we can get out of here? Do you have anything else?
That's it. That's my last message to the people until Friday.
Oh, my God. All right, Pete, give me a letter.
N.
Peter N. Sween. The N stands for nonsense. Have a great rest of your day. We love you. Stay safe.
The KC Morning Show.
We'll see you in the morning. Pete, say goodbye.
Bienvenido.
You know that's not what that means, right?
That's fine.